Fuck, we're on? Shit, we're smoking a blunt. How am I supposed to make the sound? Well, here we go. I'll hit the blunt. Whatever. Smoke, toke, blow, but do not choke. So, let's go. It's all in your head, guys. Welcome back to Bong Bubbles, the third episode. I am the operator. And there has been a lot of information to digest over our last couple of episodes. And I wanted to take today just a little bit lighter, and then get back into the nitty-gritty next week. As we have been discussing, pain is a signal that travels throughout our nervous system, whether true or false. What determines truthfulness of the signal is the nature of what's going on. Pain is all a relative experience from individual to individual. But the commonality lies in the fact that pain is a central nervous to neurological signal intended only to show what is wrong with the body, whether true or false. For example, pay no mind, I'm smoking while I'm reading this. If I burn myself on my dab rig, that would be true pain. Or, as the scientists and doctors call it, not susceptive pain. Now, people with a diagnosis of medical conditions such as diabetes or fibromyalgia experience a completely different type of pain. False pain, which can be extremely annoying. Some of these types of pain come back to be peripheral nerves sending misinterpreted signals, which again comes back to the pain being a signal. This particular study and review were inspired by some very close people to me who were in constant arthritic pain. When I inquired with one of them, they wanted to share but are having technical difficulties, so we agreed that rather than have them as a guest to share a few points and topics, that I would just discuss those points solo in this episode, and hopefully after their technical difficulties are up, we can hear a few stories from this wonderful person. Now, even with the progress of cannabis in the researching and legal fields, there are still a few people who do not believe that cannabis and having a productive life can go together. We have found many occurrences where the case is truly quite the opposite. Cases where people began their expedition of cannabis consumption because of the added stress of more responsibilities, whether those responsibilities lie in personal life or in the work duties. People can and will be able to consistently turn to cannabis consumption as a reasonably safe method of stress and pain management, among other things, as long as cannabis is consumed in a way that is not creating an impediment in your life. Seeing as how we are talking about general public views, let's bring up the lesser looked at and acknowledged psychological disorder associated with cannabis use, known as cannabis use disorder. Very similar in nature to things like alcohol use disorder and opioid use disorder, among others, in that an individual becomes psychologically dependent upon the substance, which may be because of the substance or it may be because of things going on inside a person's psyche, and both of which need the help of professionals. Because cannabis itself is not an addictive substance, but it is socially rewarded the more we smoke, it is very hard to spot cannabis use disorder. Just keep in mind that if you know a friend or relative who would rather purchase cannabis products over paying bills and things like that, then they may need help, they just don't know how to ask for it. So the easiest thing to do would be to do your own research on cannabis use disorder and see if this person fits the full description, or at least most of it, not just one or two things. Like, they smoke weed. They probably don't have a cannabis use disorder if the only thing that matches up is they smoke weed. Just saying. So, and then talk to this person to see if they would like help with the reduction of their consumption. Remember, as long as everything is consumed responsibly, there isn't a problem. And help them find a professional or program that will be the most comfortable for them, so that one day they may work through the negative energies in their lives and indulge in the success that they have invested so much energy pushing through the negative to achieve. Now, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Now that our bowls are loaded, let's take another quick toke, smoke, blow, but do not choke. So, let's go. Now, because I don't want to keep anyone too long, I would just like to sum up what our guest this week would have said. Pain is just a signal in the nervous system, and therefore you were able to ignore said signal. Now, I, as me, have found this to be true. I may not be a sufferer of chronic pain, and I mean no disrespect to those who are, in saying this, but it is possible to ignore a pain signal once you register it and let your body know that you know what's wrong with it, and it's so very much more complicated than that. But I wanted to wait until we were able to have him as a guest to dive fully into detail on the topic. So I do apologize about the technical issues this week and the absence of our guest, but I do also hope you walked away from this podcast knowing you learned something new and grasped the concept of the report in this quick summary and review. Let's keep the good vibes going and make some more bong bubbles as we smoke, toke, blow, but don't choke, so let's go. I'll see you all soon, Stone Sam. One love.